Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives.
Welcome back to another podcast on Waking Up with Melissa, where today we have a beautiful guest, a friend, a conscious healer, an intuitive being by the name of Danielle Page. And I am so excited to dive right in. I know I'm going to kind of like rip the band-aid on like, how did you get here? I'm so fascinated with you, by the way. I've been binging your content. I'm like, this is fucking good. You tell it how it is. And yeah. I love that. I hate people that play in these like little boxes and in these like, I'm like, stop it. So just take us back to like, how the hell did you become this like quantum being conscious conduit that you are?
Oh, yeah. So that basically was a massive awakening that I had when I was 30 that I had no idea what was coming for me. Many, many years of crying, purging, clearing, trauma work, shadow work, integration, that all the stuff that we don't see anywhere else was what I was doing in my 30s. Yeah. And I still continue to do it today. It's just on a different level because I can move through things quicker. But to answer your question, it's so funny. Like you're going to be shocked when you hear this story.
I'm waiting. Because I feel like everybody's story, like that's where the
most. Yeah, I love everyone's story.
Yeah, I was talking to actually a friend and she was like, yeah, because she was saying that she was on drugs for 5 years. And like that, and she vocally like says all of that. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's so interesting. Like I would have never thought.
Yeah,
you hear that. Like, it's just so crazy how our past lives, we choose that hardship and we choose our parents and we choose sometimes, I hate to say the trauma because, you know, nobody deserves anything that has happened to them. But I do believe that there is this higher perspective on why we have to go through the things that we go through to become the people that we become. And I've never actually spoken to a real one where they're like, I just woke up like this. It's always like some crazy fucking story.
Crazy story.
So it's yours.
Yeah, but to answer your question, it's the universe. Of course, we don't deserve this, but the universe is not run on being fair or if we're deserving, or that's not how it works. Yes. Like, that's not how it works. And that's a hard concept for a lot of people to accept. And people will scream at you and yell at you because of their own stuff.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean we don't have compassion for what someone went through, even if it was horrific.
Right.
But that is also not the story of that. It's not about fairness. It's not about someone deserving or not. It's literally based on experiences for your soul, what they need, what your soul needs to learn the lessons, have the experiences, and to evolve in consciousness. Yeah. And so if that meant having abusive parents, or if that meant a situation where somebody was taken from you right away or died or whatever the case may be, then how is your soul going to evolve through that? And so, and that's a really tough pill to swallow that a lot of people don't want to hear. And that's the difference in people truly embodied and doing the work and truly connected to the soul, or this like, you know, spiritual bypassy, like fun, love and light shit that's all day long. And of course, we want to move to higher states of consciousness, which has less density and polarities, of course, but we're also still human on this journey. And we're in 3D. This is 3D. This is 3D, right? So here we are. Yeah. I mean, we'll get to why we're moving to, we have more crystals in our body and light later. But okay, so my story.
Yes. Okay. I'm like at the edge of my seat and I'm glad that we're starting right here. Like, of course, me and you just went straight to the trauma, straight to the, this doesn't even have anything to do with deserving. And I love the, you know, just to bring the Abraham Hicks teachings. They always say that this has nothing to do with fucking deserving or not deserving. This has nothing to do with that. You know, it really has to do with the soul plan and how this is helping us become more of who we really are. So tell us about your story.
Okay, so my background before I got into this work, I was doing interior architecture. So I have a 4.5 year master's degree in interior architecture. So not undergrad. That's 4.5 years of fucking blood, sweat, and tears, you know, doing a thesis, building models and working on AutoCAD and doing all these things. So
tough shit.
Oh, it was literally up all night in the labs doing stuff. Like, I'm just like, I'm all in or I'm not doing it. And yeah. That's just kind of how I am.
Yeah.
I feel like you're like that too.
Oh, 100%. Hello. I'm like super Sag through and through. It's almost like the pendulum swings one way. See ya. But yeah. I mean,
yeah.
No wonder your house is gorgeous. Like,
well, that's why. And this is not even half of what I'm capable of. But at some point I had to stop and also run my business and do other things. And nothing was in stock. And I'm also, you know, not going to be here forever. So, but yes, this is what I love to do. And so, yeah, thank you. But also make it feel good and energy wise. That's really important to me. Okay. So I was doing that. And I then got a job with one of the top architecture firms in the world. So I was living in Boston at the time. That's where I went to grad school. And I got this job that was like so prestigious to be there. And they are, there's an amazing architecture firm. They're still around. They have projects all around the world. And I was working there, but I was miserable. And I would come home and I was crying. And I remember my boyfriend who I was living with at the time was like, you know, and that's a whole story we're going to get to in a moment. He was like, just, you know, like, stop crying. Like, everyone would die to be there. You have the best job. And I'm like,
people say that.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, yeah. Let me just stop, you know, okay. And so I'm like, yeah. No. So this was my first inkling that like this wasn't aligned.
Yeah.
And it wasn't anything about the firm. It was just like I was not happy with what I was doing. I was on the phone talking with the engineering department all day long, you know, like moving things in AutoCAD. You know, it was just like not what I wanted to do. I kept saying I need to help someone, like I need to help people. And I kept having this feeling inside that I need to help people. But what people need to understand is this was in 2009. Okay. So this was before everyone's a life coach and everyone's a business coach and everyone's a healer. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm telling you, there was nobody doing this shit. Yeah. So if they were probably in a house in the mountain, which I didn't know about them.
Yeah.
You know, and if I went there, I probably thought they were going to chop me up and kill me. You know what I'm saying? So like, it wasn't as clear as it is now of like, here's, okay, you want to do business coaching, life coaching, like, here, talk to these people, right?
Yeah, there wasn't a path.
No.
I think that we need to like acknowledge that too, because
you
forged a path and that's important.
I can't ignore all you people. There was no TikTok. There was no, I don't even think there was Instagram when I was doing this, like maybe, but there was like, what, 5 people on there? Who knows? I have no idea. But it wasn't as big as it is now, right. Okay? If I would have gone to Instagram at the time, that would have been amazing. Yeah. So this was before all this. So I kept saying I need to help people, but I did not know what that was. And this is where things started to change. So I would come home crying. I was like confused. I didn't know what to do. And I was about to turn 30. So I was 29. Okay. I mean, like, oh my God, so young and innocent. My little soul had no idea. My little human had no idea
what was coming. The wrath.
No idea that what was coming. So I'm 29 and turning 30. And at the time, my boyfriend and I were like, let's go to France for my birthday. Mm-hmm. Great. I have 2 weeks off from work. So excited to not be working, right? And we go there. And as soon as, it's just, first of all, it's just so funny that I'm even still talking about him because it was like 100 years ago. But
it's part of the story.
It's part of the story. Yeah. The story is so good because you're like, you can't make this shit up. So I go there and right when we like get on the plane, he starts acting weird. And I'm like, wait, I'm the one that doesn't like flying. So why are you acting weird, right? And I don't understand. We land and he's like being so weird and I try to talk to him and he's not talking to me. And I'm like, at literally one point, I'm like, you got to figure out your shit because you're not talking to me. We're here. I have 2 weeks off and you got to get your shit together and I'm going to have fun.
Right.
I remember at one point going to a museum because I'm like, fuck off until you can tell me. Like, I'm sorry, but like, I'm not, you know, like,
just keep going.
Keep going. Like, yeah. You know, that's the Aries in me because I'm like, okay, if you're not talking, we got to go. Yeah. So long story short, we're there. And we're at this amazing restaurant that I really want to go because it was designed by Philippe Starck, who is a designer that I loved at the time. And I was so excited to be at this restaurant. And we're sitting down and he's acting weird. And I'm like, oh, my God, is he going to propose?
I know. I'm like, wait, I'm at the edge of my seat right now. Like, what's happening?
And I'm like, we haven't talked about this. And I'm telling you, like, bless anyone's soul if they get married before their Saturn return. I just was, it was not even in my radar. I wasn't even ready. It just was not even a thing that I was ready for, okay? But I'm like, well, is he going to propose? He's acting weird. Like, I don't know what's going on. And I'm like, oh, shit, you know, well, I guess that can happen, you know? So we're at dinner. He breaks up with me. On my 30th birthday.
In France.
In France. Mm. So, yeah. Okay, so that was a whole thing in itself. Yeah. But it's irrelevant at this point. The point is, we go back. And at that point, I remember walking. I took a walk. I, like, left somewhere. And I was like, I need to take a walk. I was guided very strongly. I didn't know that it was spirit guiding me. Yeah. But it was very strong. I just need to take a walk. And I remember on that walk, I got a download at the time. I don't know this is a download. I don't know anything. I've always been intuitive. And I had stuff that, like, I would sense, right? But people don't understand, like, this wasn't really talked about. So we've moved so far in consciousness in the short amount of time.
Wow. Really. Thank you for putting that into perspective, though. Because I feel like everybody thinks everybody's woke. And it's like, no.
No. No, 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 no.
Time has sped up really quickly.
So quickly. And so if you think about it, this was 2009. And I, listen, I'm not saying that just because I was asleep, everyone else was. No, there's obviously people that were awake. But as a society, as a collective, it wasn't something you just hear about everywhere. So yes, I had moments where I was intuitive and I'm like, oh, I like sense things. But I'm like, oh yeah, I just like sense that. And then I would go on. I wouldn't even think about it because it wasn't in my consciousness.
Yeah.
So then I get this clear download that I have to move back to LA. So that's where I'm from. That's where my family lived at the time. And it was very strong. So I did have a little stint in New York, which is neither here nor there, but I was like, I'm gonna end it up. And then I was like crying every day and sleeping on couches and like have no money. And I'm like, fuck, I gotta go home.
And it's cold.
Yeah, well, it was over the summer. So I was like, I'm gonna have my New York experience. And I'm like, fuck, that didn't go over so well. Yeah. But I woke up one morning in New York and it was like, I'm telling you, it was another download. It was done. I literally woke up sleeping on a friend's couch and I called my mom and I said, I'm coming home. Can you pick me up from the airport? And she was like, okay. So I moved home and I haven't lived with them since I was 18, like maybe a little bit in the summer, but like I have no other home. Everything was packed up, right? I just thought that everything was in storage. I had to get everything shipped. So I'm now living with my parents who I haven't lived with since I was 18, did not have a good relationship at the time, but I was also grateful that I had somewhere to go because I literally do not know where I would have went, you know? So this is where things get real good. So I'm now crying over my breakup. The economy tanked. So this is when the recession. So there were no interior design jobs. There were
especially real estate.
Real estate, that interior design, architecture. Forget about it. Yeah. All my friends, because I have friends in this world, they were all moving in with their parents, right? Everyone was moving back home. They're like, this is a big time architect. And now he has like no money. She has no money, right? So like a lot of people might be too young to even like know or remember that. But this was a big, huge collapse. Financial crisis. For everyone. So now I can't find a design job to save my life after 4.5 years with my master's degree, living at home with my parents, crying about my relationship, broke as fuck. And I'm like, and I turned 30. So I'm like, this is like literally not how I saw my life going at all.
That's the moment.
Yes, that at all. Like, and I had to have a major, major breakdown. And, you know, I felt like shit, you know, that was like, I was like, wow, like I'm a fucking loser, you know? Like I would not say that to myself now, but I'm telling you at the time, I definitely said that to
myself. Oh yeah, same. Yeah. Same. Yes. Yes. I remember even when I left my TV job, not to, just to add on to the story, I remember thinking the most ridiculous thing, like, oh my God, people are gonna make fun of me if I make a video, like my life.
It's that old consciousness and then like keeping up with the Joneses, it has to look a certain way. And it's like, dude, at this point, like if you haven't been ripped open, moved back home, broke or something, it's like, how do you even fucking live?
Yeah. Ooh.
Like I have respect for people who have done that because I know that you're on the journey.
Yeah.
And that is ego denying and you are there for this, not to show people what it looks like.
Yes. You're speaking right to the soul.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what it is. It's all about the soul around here. So, anyways, so I'm like, okay, this is just like not how I saw it. And that was really hard for me, you know? And I'm like, okay, but again, I kept going back to, even in this moment, I had no motivational speakers or whatever, but I kept going back to, well, I'm really grateful that I have parents that I could come home to.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't ideal.
Yeah.
And then I had to work on that relationship, which I did. Because that was part of like why we went, why I had to go there.
Yeah.
I'm saying we because it's always like I'm seeing spirit.
Yeah. It's you and the me. You and consciousness.
I'm like, we had to go. As if like I'm out of Danielle and moving. Yeah. That's just always that happens. Okay, so here's where it gets really good, folks. So I don't know. I wish I knew how long after this was. I have no idea. Maybe it was a month. That's what I feel like. I started waking up and, you know, when you have a dream and it's like so intense and it takes you a while to like snap out of it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I had that times like 25,000. I woke up and it was like I would be crying for like hours. And
yeah, like real.
Well, I'm like, I don't know, somewhere. I would somewhere. Yeah. I don't have words like this. I have no idea about this, right? You get, this is the Danielle from 2009. Mm. This is Danielle without any, all the stuff that I tell you guys and teach you is because I went through it myself. And it has been downloaded and channeled through me. Mm. So I have no idea what's going on. All I know is like that was really intense. Oh my God, what was that? And then it would go away, right? It would take me like an hour or so. And then that would happen again. And then I started seeing things in my dream. And then I'd be during the day. I remember I was working, I was interning, or I was an assistant for this interior designer that somebody hooked me up with. And so like during the day, we would look at like swatch patterns and stuff. And I have chills even thinking about this because it was so like, it was like my first inkling that there's something going on. And I remember looking at the swatch patterns and the fabric or whatever, and like freezing because I'm like, no, I saw that pattern last night in my dream.
Oh, wow.
And so this is like the first thing of there's something going on here. Mm-hmm. And I have no idea. I honestly felt like I was in the twilight zone. Like that's the only word that I could describe because I'm like, I don't know. So then.
It's like source was giving you the clues, like something is happening.
Be aware. And I'm feeling like something is happening, you know, like. There is like definitely something happening. Like I'm starting to open and I'm starting to see things differently, but I don't really know what's going on, right? And so then, I don't know, a little bit after that, I woke up in the middle of the night, opened my eyes, and I see this spirit right in front of me. Mm. And I'm looking at this like, and I joke because I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like I'm looking at this, not like I'm in a dream. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, what the fuck am I looking at, right? Like, holy fuck. And so I saw that and it looked like this like god of like the god of Neptune or something like so crazy that I've never seen again. This is, I don't know, I need to ask who that was because I still don't know who that was. But it was like something so outrageous. It wasn't like you or like dead Uncle Joe. Like I'm like, who the, right? And so I screamed, not because he was or he or whatever it was doing this to me, but because I've never seen anything like that. Mm-hmm. Like never, ever, ever. So at that point, I was so scared I didn't sleep with the lights off for 2 weeks.
Wow.
And so during that process, this is what people, like, this is the part that I tell them that was a game changer. And this is pivotal in the work that I do today. There was no book that I went to. There was no teacher yet at the time. Spirit started guiding me. And it wasn't like they're talking to me like I'm talking to you like, hey, Danielle.
No, it doesn't work like that.
Like, go left. Don't do it. You know, it wasn't like that.
No.
It was subtle impressions
intuitive
in my body that I was feeling of like, oh, do this or go. And so they told me to meditate. And I'm like, I don't even know what meditation is. I've never done that before in my life. They also told me, do not be scared because if you're scared, you're going to bring in that low earth. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, what the fuck? How am I not getting scared? Like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so I had to then train myself when nobody else knew what was going on. I had to train myself to not be scared because I was going to bring in lower dimensional entities and frequencies. And I'm like, okay. Like, and they're like, there's nothing to be scared about. And what's the crazy part is I haven't actually shared this part on a podcast before. During this whole journey, which we'll get to more of it, but the main part is I started seeing beyond the realm, beyond the veil. And so I would wake up and I would see, like, so I don't do plant medicine, so I don't really know what that's like. But what I hear from all my friends
is like you're tapping into another dimension.
Yeah. And so what they're telling me that they see is I saw that sober. So I would see sacred geometry. I would see spiders and these animals and these snakes and all these things that I saw a lot of actually scary animals and like critters.
Yeah.
And what they showed me and they taught me is that it was almost like I was literally moving from the lower dimensions into higher frequencies and I had to move through this portal. And so I saw all this fucking crazy stuff. So that was wild. So like all this was going on and they're just kind of telling me what to do. And I'm getting this impressions by this knowing. And it's like, sometimes people are like, how do you get that? It's a knowing, it's a hearing. Yeah, you can hear it, but it's not like I'm talking to you, you know?
Yeah. It's a feeling. I really want to just highlight the fact that you said that you didn't learn from anybody.
Not in the beginning.
Yeah, not in the beginning. Obviously, there's so many beautiful beings right now to learn from with so many different bodies of work, because I feel like that happened with me too when I was called to heal a lot of trauma. I come from a Latino background where all they do is go to church. They don't believe in like psychics or higher powers. And they know that it's around because it is in our culture, but it's very much looked at not in a serious way and in an also scary way.
Yeah.
And so I was called to sit with myself through meditation and rewire a lot of these things. And you
the program.
Yeah. And you would be surprised. And I just want to share that with people, because I think a lot of times what's happening is that people do run to the plant medicines, which, by the way, like if you do that, like that's completely fine. But I'm just saying that you're also able to tap into the other realms by just asking your body, asking your spirit, asking your guides to work through you.
Yes.
I think oftentimes we keep going outside of ourselves to do the thing, even to go follow guides and do the thing outside of you. The best thing that we can really do is go within and use the other things as the tools.
Absolutely.
I love that you brought that in. Keep going. This is a lovely journey.
So it's such a journey. But yeah, the other thing, I'm glad you brought that up, because a lot of people don't know that it's possible. I had people say either like, oh, you can do this without ayahuasca. And that's what made me realize, oh, some people don't actually know, because that's what only you see online. So listen, this was before it became like, obviously ayahuasca has been around forever, but it wasn't like a thing.
Was it popular?
It wasn't popular. This is like, I feel like I'm from the beginning of time.
Yeah.
I'm like, kids, let me tell you what the dinosaurs were like. Okay. So during that process, they told me to meditate. And I would sit down. I would eventually have to set my alarm because I would be over an hour. And now I can't do that. I'm like way too, there's so much stuff going on, running a business, doing all the things. But I had nothing else to do, right?
But that was your school.
That was my school.
Yes.
And in that, I'm very clairvoyant too. So I'd open my eyes, I'd sit in front of the mirror, and then I would see things. I would literally ask questions and they would show me in images. Yes. I mean, it's wild.
No.
When I first opened up, it was so psychic that it was... We're all psychic, and I'm still psychic, but not to the level that it was, because it was like I wouldn't be able to function.
Yeah.
So it was just the way I see it. It was like Pandora's box for the first like time in this lifetime, which is like, wow, you know, because I know what my soul is capable of. I know who my soul is. I know what my soul has done, and is and be and exist and the magic that's in me. So it was just like rushed open. But I'm going to tell you, it's not like that, because I couldn't even walk out of my house. I would see someone and just kind of know like all their shit and trauma. And it was too much. But again, that went away, but it had to just like burst open. And that's pretty much what it did. So then in this process, I was then working at I got this temp job at this property management company, which was horrible because they only come in to yell at you. And it was literally, and I'm like, oh my God, not even knowing I'm like sensitive, like trying to figure out I'm sensitive. And they had people screaming at me. And I was like, fuck off. Like, I'm not even getting paid enough for this shit. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, I was like I was having my awakening while I'm at this office. But the point I bring that up is I had to be there. Mm-hmm. That was divinely orchestrated, because I met a guy that he was the IT guy. So he was smart enough. He's like, I'm coming in doing my shit and leaving, because he was like, I'm not staying here. This place is crazy. And I'm like, help. So anyways, we became friends. We went out to dinner one night, and he was like a secret. He's like spiritual teacher undercover. I had no idea. Right. And I don't know anything about spirituality at this point, but we go to dinner, we start talking, and he is like, do you want me to do your astrology chart? And I was like, okay, I don't even know what that is. Mm. Sure. So he reads my chart, and I'm like, this sounds amazing. And this is like incredible. And you know a lot about me that like I've never told you. And so something clicked. And that night I went home, Googled everything I could about astrology, literally watched the sun come up. And from that moment, I taught myself. So again, I taught myself astrology. The thing with my soul is, listen, there's a many millions that I've learned from different teachers.
Yeah.
But my soul is here to embody and come through me in order for me to teach and share. That's just my journey. So I can never get a certificate. I shouldn't say never, but I haven't gotten a certificate from someone else, because I need to do things my own way.
Yeah.
And I mad respect for everyone doing it, but that's just how it works. So it had to come through me. I taught myself astrology. In the beginning, I was like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. I don't even know who I am anymore. So maybe this is going to help me. And when I started learning my chart and started putting it together, I'm like, this is actually incredible.
Yeah.
I had stuff all over my bedroom of like a mad scientist, like Pluto, Mars, this.
All the planets.
Like everything. Like literally my parents were like, what is going on? I'm like, don't worry. I just got to do this. Right. And so what happened is I've done this many lifetimes before and this started coming back to me. And this is not just like, you know, Instagram and Instagram astrology horoscopes. This is a deep, beautiful craft to help people understand how we're wired in this lifetime on a personality level and what we brought in from our soul. And you can see trends and patterns in the collective as well. So, you know, astrology is a beautiful, beautiful tool, but that's only one tool, right?
Yeah.
So that started my journey. And then and obviously I'm not going to get onto it, but let's just say I was about 30, 31 now. So 30 to about 36, 37 was crying, shedding, clearing, being broke as fuck.
Oh, that's unsolvable.
The amount of dimensions that I had to move through and also trauma to clear. And again, we're still clearing trauma always, right? And then when I was it 39 or 40, I can't even remember now at this point, you know, I got Lyme and that was contracted for my journey and to move into higher states of consciousness as well. So it's like, there's always like something
going on.
And I'm about to go on another journey. Spirit told me in the next couple of weeks, my consciousness is going to just even more. So it's like, that's just the journey of what's going on. So yeah, so you might see people now, then they're like doing all the things and I might show you my view, but it's like, do you understand what it took to get here?
Okay.
And not saying that everyone needs to go that route to get here because it doesn't need to be that hard, but that was my journey. So that's where we have to be careful about bashing people, getting jealous at people,
yeah,
throwing shade when it's like, has anyone, I'm telling you, people would not even survive a fucking day of what I've been through and ripped open, tossed around, literally just like crying my fucking eyes out from moving densities. And if anyone has gone through a dark night of the soul, imagine that. It's now 15 years of that, pretty much.
Wow.
So
I mean, there's so many things that you just
so
said, and there's still so much more that I feel is unfolding. And I think this is such an important time to just pause and say that it's not the glitz and the glam.
No.
I think that there's so many people, because we're getting this Instagram projection and the social media projection, that, again, we're running outside of ourselves and actually we're running away from ourselves because we think that there is this destination that's better. And it's like, no, you're called to be in the shit. The same thing happened to me. For 1 year, I didn't have a job. I was broke as fuck. I had a cute bikini, so I was tanning all of the time. But I was learning, and that's what it was. I was just learning.
That
I was
learning.
Yes, and everybody has a different
process. And unraveling.
And unraveling. And crying like it was nobody's business.
Right.
I'm like, why do I feel
and
bad?
And it's so painful. Like, it's so painful. So painful to go through. People call it ego death. Some people don't like the word ego death. I'm just going to use that word because
you're just dying.
No.
You're dying.
Literally. The old Danielle dies.
Yeah.
And the old Danielle died. Yeah.
Bye. And also, then there is that beautiful question that the sages always pull from, which is the who am I? Like, who am I really? And like, how do I actually rewire my brain to be a new version? I remember during this time, it was like a year, and I'm like, who the fuck am I? And how do I figure this out? And also, I can become whoever the hell I want. My life goal is to be happy, because right now, and life gives you that. Life gives you that contrast. It's like, you know what you don't want so that you know what you do want.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The contrast has been strong for my soul, because my soul is like, you wanted that. You wanted that.
Of course. We're like, wait, jump and let's do it.
Okay. I asked for this. Sorry.
Yes. I have questions for you.
Yeah.
Can you talk about, for those that don't know what a channel is, or I know that I consider you a conscious guide, an intuitive guide. How would you explain that to somebody who's listening and they're like, wow, what the hell is that? How do I do that? How does that happen? Can you walk them through, like, how does the, what would your definition be?
Well, I just want to say, I don't think that it's something that you try to become. This is your path or it's not. Really. I mean, we're all channels. We just are filled with junk and trauma.
Yeah. Or we're closed or we're open.
Yeah.
I always like to think of that. It's like, we're all channels, but like, is your channel open or is your channel closed because of all of the
And most of humanity is closed because of what they're spraying in the sky, what they're injecting in us, right? what they're poisoning us with the food, what they're programming us with the TVs, what they're putting in the water. So, and then you have your own personal family trauma, whatever it is that you brought in, right? All these things. So we can't hear our soul and connect to our soul when we have all that density. And so that's what the awakening is. It's removing the density to be a clear channel. And that's part of the reason why I'm on a detox. You asked me how long. I'm like, oh, since January.
I know, almost fainted. I'm like, wait, what? I thought it was.
Yeah, and it's, yeah, and I wish. And listen, I'm not telling everyone to rush out and do a detox because you have to understand what you're doing and you have to do it with people that are helping you. But I'm doing this to be a more clear channel. I'm doing this to improve my health because with the Lyme, there was still stuff. Lyme is like a wrecking ball and moves through your body and it does stuff to all your organs.
Yeah.
So I'm cleaning. I'm like going through and sweeping everything and so that I can be the best that I can. And I don't feel good. My body is so sensitive. I don't feel good when I'm not feeding it and doing beautiful things.
Yeah. And if anybody is tuning in and they're like, what's a channel? I think we kind of went through it already. Everybody's a channel. Everybody has the ability to receive and open themselves up to the information. It's just really about, are you open or are you closed? And I know a lot of people, even when I talk about this, they're like, what do you mean? How do you know if you're open or you're closed? And it's like, tap into your emotions. Are you in fear and in scarcity? Well, that's when your channel's actually closed. And I'm so glad that you brought up the TV, the food, all of this stuff has to do with it. And one thing I want to share before we get into the astrology is that everybody's journey looks different.
Everyone.
I think for you, you were blasted the fuck open.
I was blasted the fuck open.
You know, for me, like I was called into deep silence. And it is so crazy because I'm like such a wild, energetic being. So it's literally always the contrast. And I'm like, God, spirit, what the hell? You want me to sit? And again, for me, it wasn't any, you know, beings that I saw. It was a sentient.
Yeah.
It was just a deep knowing.
Well, you were connecting back with your soul.
Yes. And it's so beautiful because I know that some people are going to hear this and they're going to be like, well, how do I know if I'm on the awakening path? Well, I mean, it's probably going to be turbulent. God, source, universe is probably going to be pulling things apart. I really felt like I was getting pulled from the seams, right? Like, you know, somebody was pulling my arms and pulling my legs and I was feeling ripped apart because I feel like in many ways it is that. It is like
the breakdown. It's completely that. And I want to say one thing. So I've been online enough to observe a lot of things. And there's a lot of people that I have seen over the years say, the spiritual path doesn't have to be all serious. It can be fun in this. And yeah, we are supposed to have fun. No doubt. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of the people saying that
are not doing the work.
No, but also age doesn't matter. But the ones that I've observed are younger and haven't gone through it yet. And then I've watched them over the years. Again, I have full body chills. I've watched them over the years and something happened and they've been blasted open and they're singing a different tune now. So
So
to go back to what you were saying is, yeah, you are going to be ripped open because the old frequency and density of you needs to die. It needs to alchemize. It needs to transform. And exactly what you said, being pulled from all these places, it's like literally you're having a funeral inside your body.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
Day long.
This is the quote. This is the quote of the episode. You're having a funeral inside of your body.
I'm just trying to put it in words because you almost can't even put it into words. Like your whole life could look fine, but then inside everything is just combusting and someone might not understand, but you are just so sad and going through this. So it feels like there's a constant funeral. No, I'm not saying all the time. Like, I don't feel that every day now.
No,
but I'm saying you're going through and you have phases. And there are many awakenings. So it wasn't just I had that one awakening. That was my first one.
And then you were done.
No.
God's our spirit always is speaking through us and is constantly asking us to expand. I feel like even now living in the van and just so many things are changing. Life is changing. My surroundings are changing.
Yeah.
One day I'm in an Airbnb. Another day I'm back in the van.
Yeah.
It's been nuts. And I've also realized that that's part of it because I asked for this. Mm-hmm. I asked for spirit to continue to work through me, to continue to expand through me, to continue to show me what the next step and the next teacher, and not the teacher in a human, because I work with the elements. And so for me, being in nature, those are the most ancient beings of all time. It's fire, earth, wind, it's the earth, it's the sky. And so
it's what we're made of. It's our microbiome, it's our soul, it's connected. Like everyone wants to transcend Earth, but it's like, no, we're actually here. So our bacterium, our microbiome, we are part of this. So that's how we speak and how we get the information.
Yes. And that's why the energy doesn't lie. That's why I like you, because you're just a truth speaker.
I just can't, after everything I've been through, that's why, like, people are like, you're so direct, or that was ballsy of you. I'm like, is it ballsy, or am I just speaking the truth?
Yeah.
Like, there's, to me, I don't even think I'm ballsy. I think I'm just telling it like it is. Because after everything I've been through, I'm like, I have zero time for fluff, bullshit, this or that, because of what I've been through. There's no, and yes, of course, I'd like to have fun. We're going to jump in the ocean afterward.
Yeah.
But like, it's just funny when people are like, you're so brave or ballsy. I'm like, is it brave? Or is it just the truth that's coming through?
Also, what's coming in is it brave, or did we just stop playing the roles?
Yes, yeah. You know, and did everyone else just all of a sudden we have to like coddle everything?
Yeah, because I feel like we often play the roles. We're like playing nice, playing this, but it's like, how about when we don't play anything? How about when you're just you, beyond your name? How about when you're just,
I think, frequent me all the time, and that's shocking to people. Like, listen, I get so many people being like, oh my God, Danielle, she's so this and she's so that. And I'm like, okay. But then people come back and they're like, okay, you triggered me at first, and now I'm following your work, and like, you've changed my life. So it's like, people have a hard time seeing someone that is just telling you like it is. I'm not saying I have all the answers, because I definitely do not have all the answers.
Yeah.
Every single day,
nobody,
I figure shit out all the time. I have the most intense transit I'm going through right now. I'm getting my ass handed to me on this, but I'm working through it because I have the tools now. So it's just like, people are not used to people being in their truth and being in their power. Mm-hmm. That frightens people. If you're in your power
and you're a woman,
yes,
can we
yes,
just please say yes, that? Something about when you're a woman in heels and power, people true. Just lose their shit.
It's true. But I say that all the time. I'm like, oh, but if a man would have said this, it would have been somehow okay. If a man makes this kind of money, then that's okay. But because I'm a woman making this or whatever, like that's a weird thing. But it's like, have we actually seen people in their power? And power doesn't need to be loud. It's just confidence. It's a knowing. And of course, there's definitely things I'm working on myself, because again, a human just like everyone else. But how could you not know yourself when you went through being ripped open to have to learn who you are? There's zero chance. So when someone comes on 20 something years old screaming at me about something, and I'm like, honey, honestly, I don't even know what to say, because I'm just going to send you love. Because until you've walked in my fucking shoes, like, I have no time for this. Yeah. No time for this.
Yeah. And you know what? You're here to teach.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest thing, that when teachers are called to teach, not everybody's going to agree with them.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point.
Right. And then you don't have to. And it's like, you don't need to like me or my work. And there's a million other people.
Yeah. Let's talk about the tools. Because I know that you said you're going through shifts as we all go through fucking shifts. But you have the tools for it now. Let's talk about astrology, because I know that that's a tool that you've used, that you've really anchored into.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit. I know that you got into it through the whole, you know, watching the sun go up and being self-studied. How do you feel astrology plays a role in business or humans getting to know each other? Because I feel like this is just my personal fucking opinion. I feel like God, source, universe is really favoring spiritual entrepreneurs or spiritual teachers, people who have a message right now. If you start to watch them in the next 3 years, they're literally going to be the next rock stars of the planet, because they're teaching, they're stepping. And I'm not talking about people who just profess and claim to be this. I'm talking about people who are actual testimonies of their work, right?
Yeah.
When you went through, I went from being broke and being ripped open to, not for nothing, having a really nice place, a beautiful ocean right on the front. And it's not about the material stuff, because to me, it's always about alignment.
Always.
About being happy.
I wouldn't have any of this if it wasn't in alignment. If it, like, there was, I wouldn't have anything to just show people, because that means nothing.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about this is, like, a lot of people get all the material stuff to show, and then they're like, I want to get rid of all, and they do the stuff. So the other thing is, I went through the soul journey first, and then I look around, I'm like, oh, I get to have this, I get to have that, and sure, that just makes my life easier and more fun. So it's like, none of that stuff is me or impresses me, it's just we are on the material plane.
Yeah, I don't think stuff to me doesn't hold any value. It's just the value and the jewels and the richness is within you. But best believe, a bad bitch loves first class, and I love fancy things. Yeah. But it doesn't mean anything. It's just an
experience. No, but that's why I make money too. Yeah. I only fly first class now, and I have no shame about it. And I do it for energetic reasons.
Of course.
And I want to be in the lounge. I want to not be on top of everyone.
I want to get out first.
I don't even like flying. So it's energetically, if I'm with a million people, it's a lot on me.
Yeah.
Just because I'm so open and I don't like it. So, and I have no, that's what I do to make myself be
comfortable.
And we're allowed to do that. We have such a thing in this world that like, oh my God, this person does this. And it's like, do you want a spiritual teacher or whoever? And I'm not even saying me, I'm saying anyone that you follow. Do you want them showing up in a car that's like beat up and like the hubcaps are falling off and they were late, right? And they like, you know, ran out of money so they couldn't even get to their talk because they were not well taken care of. Like, do you want that? Society has an image that if you're spiritual, you have to be broke.
Oh my God.
And that is, I talk about this all the time. That's why I had shown a lot when I was buying the furniture. Because I love design, I was showing this. And the amount of people that it was triggering, because it wasn't like IKEA. And again, there's nothing wrong with IKEA, but I wasn't buying IKEA. I could not believe the scarcity. So I kept showing people. And I'm like, because this is such a trigger, I'm going to show you more. Yeah. Not to be obnoxious, but to let you know that that's something that you need to break. And that's keeping you broke. That belief system is keeping you broke. Yes. So you need to break out of that. Because if you want this, you can have this, but you got to stop believing that it needs to be a certain way.
And you have to stop believing that those people get it and that you can't have access to it.
Yes.
You
know, they separate a lot, like the rich people are here and like everyone is separate.
Yeah. And I want to speak to that because I grew up with not a lot.
Yeah.
You know, my parents came to this country and they fucking worked their asses off. They don't know the language in this country. It was so difficult for them. My dad had to join the military. It was so crazy for them.
Yeah.
The two immigrants coming to a foreign country, they don't know the language. They have four kids. And so I was given that seed of it has to be hard. You outwork everyone. And then on top of that, you're a gay girl. So you're gay and you're brown and you're the daughter of immigrants. And, you know, I grew up with not a lot. And when I started to work on my beliefs and I stopped separating myself, when I stopped making it seem like only those people have it, it's like God's source universe continued to just pour into me. And it wasn't just a belief. It was because of the alignment. It was because I no longer needed things or anyone else to fulfill me. And so it's important for me to share that from that perspective, because I know sometimes people will lean in a little bit harder when they know that I've been on the other end. Mm-hmm. I've been on the other end, and now I'm on this end. And I can tell you that this end, I don't want to say that it's better. I'm just saying that when you are a teacher and you have something to say, you should be wealthy in love. Mm-hmm. You should be wealthy in friendship. Your health needs to be well. When you're not well, you can't show up. Mm-hmm. And your finances have to be well. We have to be well-rounded, healthy, wealthy, abundant beings. We have to be that.
Yep.
Why do we want to be broke? Why do we want to be poor?
There's a lot of victim. There's a lot of jealousy. There's a lot of people separating. It's everything you said. So that's why it's so important that we're having these conversations, because these are all programs.
Yes.
And these are programs. There's another program that if people are suffering in the world, and there's always going to be people suffering on the 3D plane of polarity.
Because of contracts.
Yes. And that we can't have stuff because other people are suffering.
Right.
And then if somebody has money, it's our obligation to donate everything to that one. But it's like, wait, did you even know? Maybe I did it over here. Maybe I did it over here. Maybe I'm using my money for my family. Right. So it's like nobody has a right to say what someone does with their money. The only people that are saying that are people that are
not doing that.
Yeah. And that's the thing. And there's a lot of that online. And
it's a shame.
It is. And like, that's why I'm glad we're talking about this. I continue to talk about this because these are all programs that are keeping you stuck. You're keeping your heart closed. You're keeping you bitter. And you're never going to actually get what you desire when you have those belief systems.
Oh my God. We're hitting the nail right on the head, especially online. I will still remember, and I'm going to speak really honestly. When I first started, I'm 39 years old. So I've been in my business almost 4 years now in June. And when I first started, I was like, everybody's talking shit. I do not believe these people are making 10K. What do you mean? I'm educated. I have a degree. I have 2 degrees, actually. And so your brain cannot fathom that.
Yeah.
And so, yes, there was a spark in me, right? There was something in me that was like, I don't believe that.
Right.
And you reject it. How can that be true? They have to be doing something illegal. That's wrong. But that was good because that's when I started to get initiated a lot with the frequency of abundance and money.
Right.
You know, because it was God's source universe showing you the polarity in that somebody and also reminding me you can have that too. Yeah. You see, that's the thing about jealousy and triggers. They're not bad things. They're it's an actual teacher.
Yeah.
When you see somebody.
When you allowed it to be this instead of projecting it onto someone else. And that's the difference. You allowed it to be your teacher.
Yes.
And help you grow.
And I think we all can. I think that's the whole point.
Of course, but most people are not doing that. And again, I understand most people don't know, but we live in this world. The world is conditioning people to be broke, to be unhealthy, to be sick, to be all these things. And it's not like we're getting sicker and sicker and sicker by the moment. Yeah. I've gone through 5 years, almost six now, of my health crisis. I know a lot about health, but people be like, oh, you're not a doctor, so you don't know. And it's like, really? But wait, did I bring myself back from the ground, slurring my words, crawling on the ground to where I'm at now? Mm. It's like night and fucking day.
Wow.
So it's like there. I feel bad for people that are still stuck in these programs.
Yeah.
But also that's why I speak up. That's why you speak up.
Yeah.
And we hope that people, there's something, it's not about you living a life like me or you living life like you. It's about us speaking, and in me speaking, you're getting activated. And in that activation, then you go choose to do what you need to do with it.
Yeah.
Because your soul is going to guide you.
And there's a shift. Mm-hmm. There's a spark. I still remember when I was on this path, I would just go, all I had was $10, $20. But you know what? I spent those $10, those $20 going to a workshop. Mm-hmm. Taking a bus.
Yes.
Taking a sweaty, smelly, disgusting subway in New York.
Yeah.
People. Finances and your money is not the only resource. Your time is, like, literally your time and your love and your energy and your passion. We forget that. You don't have to invest in money if that's not what you have, but show up to the free thing. I used to show up to free things in Parent Park all of the time because that's all I had.
So much free stuff on Instagram.
Yeah.
There is so much
free. Go on your page. Go on my page. We create content all day.
Every day.
And yours is super spicy. I love it.
I don't really mean it. It's so funny because I'm like, this is just me like speaking. Like, it's so funny. I'm like, oh yeah, maybe I'm spicy. Like, okay, forget.
Yeah.
And then just like, I'm just like, there's so much information and there's so much going on that it's like, okay, do this, this, and this.
Yeah.
Try this, this, and this. Maybe no, do this, this. Like, we don't have time for all this shit.
No, I think ultimately the bigger conversation that we're having here is about authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even beyond authenticity. It's about just being the true self, the whole self, the holy self, the self that's connected to God, source, universe, plant kingdom, crystal kingdom, whatever kingdom you believe in.
The crystal kingdom.
But it's just something bigger than us. And I think once we start awakening in the many awakenings that we have, that's what we're leaning into. When I'm moving through this stuff and, you know, life source is just body slamming me into submission because sometimes I'm very hard-headed and I don't like to listen. You got to latch onto faith.
Yeah.
You got to really activate that, holy crap, this is not happening to me. This is really happening for me. And I think just switching out of that victim mentality is also super helpful for whoever is moving through hardship. I think we are also conditioned to look at the hardship and just be like, oh my God, this is so fucked up. Why did this person cheat? Why am I this? Why do I only have $1? Why? And it's like, you got to get to a place where you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and you got to move, baby.
You're going to be sick of your story.
Okay.
I tell you all the time where you're not going to change. And also, I like to tell people, how long are you going to tell yourself that story for?
I love that.
How long are you going to tell yourself that story for? Because we do that. Our stories obviously make us. I have a story about Lyme. I have a story about this. But I'm not staying in this that, oh, I have Lyme and it means I can't do it. Or had Lyme, whatever you want to call it. I don't even identify with any of this shit. But like, just so people know.
Yeah.
These are all stories. This is not moving forward. This is not the truth of who you are.
Yeah. And your beliefs become your stories. And the stories are the things that you keep practicing. And the things that you keep practicing literally become your reality. People don't want to hear that. I know that's triggering for people too. Especially when we talk about, you know, things that have happened to us. We actually opened up with this, you know, the drama line came out real quick. But you know what's really important for me? Because I've moved through so much trauma in my own life is that it's exactly what you're saying, Danielle. How long not only are you going to tell yourself this story, but how long are you going to stay here? Mm-hmm. When are we going to move into compassion, into forgiveness? Not to say that you have to forgive anybody specifically, but the forgiveness is for yourself. And this is what we learn a lot through yoga philosophy. And I'm a student of the Buddha teachings. It's all about coming back to the altar of the heart. Everything mm-hmm. comes back to
yep.
love.
Yep.
And that's the energy and the frequency that we're from. We're all from love. And so when we come back to harmony and we come back to love, you know, things start to harmonize in our body. Our environment starts to harmonize. And so I love this conversation. I knew that this was going to continue to expand in so many different directions. Yes. But let's talk about the astrology and how people can use astrology to get to know themselves better or to expand their business. How can yeah. we use this tool? Because people are talking about astrology now more than ever. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, unfortunately, I think most people are talking about like horoscopes, which I don't do. And that's like, there's layers to astrology that people need to realize. And it just, I don't do sun sign astrology. That means they're like, oh, I'm a Taurus, so I could only be compatible with this.
Yeah.
Or, oh, I'm a Taurus, so what's going to happen to me today? That is literally 0.5% of actually what is happening with astrology. So from the beginning, I think I wrote for J-Date magazine when I first started. They asked me to do horoscopes. So I was like, okay. And then after I did that for a little while, I was like, wait a minute. No. Like, I'm not doing this. So I haven't done that at all.
Do you feel like it cheapened your work?
No, because it was just like a fun experience.
Yeah.
And I just grew from that. So, well, I mean, yeah, but I realized through that I'm like, this is not real astrology.
Got it.
So yeah, but I was like, oh, it was just an experience. And then once I didn't want to do it anymore, I didn't do it, you know?
Can I just say something? Yeah. I feel like that about teaching yoga in the studios. No offense to anybody who teaches.
What do you mean?
I just feel like they don't really teach yoga. Mm-hmm. They're teaching exercise.
Oh, they're not.
They're not.
I go there to move my body.
They're not chanting. They're not bringing the yamas and the niyamas, the ethical precepts.
It's a very good thing. I never thought about that.
Yeah, they're not talking about santosha. They're not talking about the art of contentment. They're not talking about apahigraha, the art of, you know, non-attachment. They're not bringing through the philosophy, and that's the best.
Yeah, no, I literally, when I go, it's like,
I can't teach there.
I'll
teach you, but I'm not going to teach in the studios because all you want me to do is exercise
the dialogue.
Nah, I can't. Anyways, keep going. So it taught you something.
Yeah, so we're talking, you just learn, but astrology is, and here's the thing. The other day, somebody like was like calling, you know, Bitrol was like, wait till you wake up from this new age thing program. And I'm like, honey, astrology is not new age. It's literally
the most ancient thing ever.
Oldest forms of medicine that we have. One. I didn't say the. I said one of the oldest. Yeah. It's literally in the freaking Bible, right? That's a whole other story then.
Galileo time.
Right. Yeah. And so the fact that people
think it's new age.
There's just so many things that I can say, but I'm going to be respectful of your podcast. And like, it's, first of all, it's not new age. Right? Maybe some people that haven't studied the craft are sharing it in a new age way. I don't know. But astrology, it is the most amazing tool, one of the most amazing tools to help you understand who you are, where your soul came from, the energy that you're bringing in, why you do the things you do, how you get stuck on things, and how you're wired. So it is psychology of your personality and your soul.
Woo! Did you hear what she said? She said it's the psychology of the personality of your soul. And I just want to add into that, because a lot of people always think yoga is about this Pilates workout, exercising, and downward facing dog and warrior two. But the art of yoga is a science of the mind. That's why yoga works. And you don't have to do the asana practice and the poses. Yeah. It makes you a ninja of the thoughts.
Yes.
And when you start to realize that you're not all of your thoughts, that's when you have the ability to drop into present moment and actually co-create.
Yes.
Then you start to realize that, holy shit, the past can't affect me. The future's still not here. All I have is right now, and I'm going to just continue to be present. And so thank you for sharing that, because I think what lands with people with the new age thing is that they're seeing it for the first time now, and they're not understanding the
message. Thank you. There is so much to that. And with this person, I literally said to this person, I'm like, there's so much I could say here, but I'm not going to waste my energy now, because they are not going to receive it because they are not there. They think it's exactly what you said. They think it's new age because they're the first that they're hearing about it.
Yes.
Meanwhile, this was probably, I know from the page that I was always a very super religious person that thinks it's like, the devil's work, but it's literally in the Bible that she reads.
Yes.
And that's what's the irony here. So anyway, so astrology, all of the days work.
Right.
Astrology is a beautiful, beautiful tool. And what's so amazing, there's many layers to astrology. And another layer is something called transits. So transits are the planets in the sky. And then when they hit your birth chart and they activate you, then I can see the cycles that people are going through. So am I able to predict every single thing that's going to happen? Absolutely not. True astrology is not a predictive tool in the sense of I'm going to predict your future.
Yeah.
It is a tool to understand the cycles that you're moving through. And so when you have Saturn doing something, you're probably feeling stuck. You're probably feeling depressed. You're probably feeling heavy, right? And what is Saturn actually teaching you? So we have to slow down to see things so that we can mature. That's the Saturn job.
I love that. I can hear about this all day.
I've
learned so much. And it's feel
amazing.
Like, you know, one of our friends, Jack, was saying, people love to know about astrology because they love to know about themselves.
Very
and I'm like,
true.
That is so true. I'm like, just like a little kid, like, tell me more. Yeah. What is Pluto doing?
Hold up your chart. Do we have your chart? Or
let's see. Yeah.
Let's look at your chart while we're here.
Oh, my God. How do we do this?
So go to my website, actually. Okay. This is the best way because.
Oh, my God.
My system.
Guys, we're doing this live. I can't.
DanielleParge.com. Shout out.
I know, www.daniellepage.
Oh my God, guys, please go on her website as well and make sure.
You have to hook you to the internet.
Yeah.
Go to Wi-Fi.
Yeah, let's do that.
Of course, I'm abundance baby.
Oh my God, stop it. Wait, no, you're not working.
It's really called abundance.
I'm going to share it with you.
Yes.
Her password. Yeah, yes.
I love that we're doing this in real time. The how fucking juicy.
So for the listeners... Okay. If they go to your website, they're able to...
So if you go to my website, we're just going to wait a second here. So you go to the top left and it says map your birth chart.
Yeah.
Go right there.
Done.
Okay. And then I do ask for your name and email.
Of course. Got it.
Because, you know...
Yeah,
what we do around.
Because you have a thriving abundant business. Okay.
It is a business.
And we're collecting emails because it is what it is. Okay.
Okay. So then I want you to put in your information. Do you know your time?
Yes,
I'm very good.
Did we look at your chart before I came?
No, I think Jack did. I'm not sure. I don't think so. But you know what? This is going to be juicy. I feel it already.
Yeah, and I like this because I use the whole side house system, which is it's very controversial for astrologers, which house system they use. One thing I will say with all this, while you're pulling this up, the most important thing is to understand that astrology is a tool. Human design is a tool. Vedic astrology is a tool.
Oof.
Gene keys is a tool. Anyone who's telling you that Western astrology is wrong and Vedic is right or vice versa, then I know that you're not actually working from your soul, because if you're working from your soul, you're going to understand that there are a million abundant tools in the universe. That's like saying Reiki is the only form of energy healing just because it was commercialized and monopolized or whatever, you know? So
yeah.
There's so many, so it's an amazing.
These are all tools. I didn't make this up, but I know I remember was hearing it. I think it was Abraham Hicks said there cannot be just one teacher. There has to be many teachers because it has to land in a different way for the people to receive it.
And in different times on our journey.
Exactly. Yeah. So people may like the way you say it. People may like the way I say it. Yeah. I curse a lot, so I don't know if that resonates with people. So
it's so funny because I never really, I actually don't curse on podcasts. But I have been cursing a lot too.
I'm not that
because if the energy
is
like playing up.
Yeah, it might be.
No, I'm not blaming it on you, but I'm just picking up on that because I knew it was like, okay, so it's funny.
For me, it's just like, I don't practice anything that I'm going to say. It's just dropped in. So we have my chart. Tell me.
Art. Okay, so this is so funny. The first thing that I look at here is your sun is conjunct Uranus. So that was my
error. Yeah.
So this is a big part of why you need to... So not only are you a Sag... So actually, let's start from the beginning here. Super easy baby step. She's a Sagittarius sun. The sun sign is your expression and your ego. And ego, not in a bad way, of like how we
share
about the world, okay? So Sagittarius is about truth-telling. It's about consciousness. It's about higher education. It's about foreign travel. It's about being free. You're literally sold all your stuff. You're living out of a van and traveling around the United States. I mean... That is like, that doesn't say, you shouldn't have a sign that says hashtag I'm a Sag on my van. You should have that, right?
Fine.
Yeah, like literally, it's like, I need freedom. No shit. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's Sag. But what's funnier is this, we have something called aspects. And aspects flavor our planets. And so you have your sun conjunct Uranus. Uranus is literally like, if we were to take Sagittarius on steroids, we have Uranus. And Uranus is all about the higher conscious, super conscious. And it's about breaking free from all patterns, all tradition, all rules. So Uranus is like, everyone's going left, fuck off, I'm going right.
That's
and I'm going to tell you, yeah. So this, you have to be careful with this because there's always a higher octave and a lower octave and then 50,000 shades of gray in between. So the lower octave of this is a lot of, it could be rebellious, but rebellious to the point where like you're like shooting yourself in the foot. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. That was me in my 20s.
Yes. I have this too. Something
in my 20s.
Opposing. Yeah. So I definitely feel that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it like, you can't be told what to do. You're here to forge your own path. You're here to build your own way. Now, I'm not surprised that you took yoga and you learned that. And there's a lot with the body because your sun sign's in the sixth house, which I have too. So that's all like the physical, the health, like the, it's the house of Virgo. So there's a lot of energy there about like, how are we using this physical body? I mean, that's why my podcast is called Cosmic Body. Yes. That's why my membership is called Cosmic Body Collective, because it's like, we can't bypass this physical. So there's a big thing over like, how do I improve people's life? How do I help them? How do I give them practical tools? What to do?
I love this.
And then you also have,
how do you know all of this? This is insane.
Oh, no. This is basic. I can't see. I'm like, hold on. I need to zoom in. Okay. So that's, so you have your Mercury also in Sag and it's conjunct Jupiter. So that is over the top. That is like bigger than life. And that's also a natural teacher. So you have a natural way to teach people. Like anytime you have, Jupiter connected to either Mercury or the sun, it's like a natural teacher, a natural abundance. So this is like, if you want a sugar-coated, she's not going to give you the sugar-coated version.
No, don't follow me for that. I'm going to teach because that is something that I'm very clear that I'm supposed to be doing.
Very much so. And very into, could be more health stuff later on, I'd be curious.
Yeah.
But it's mind and body is very important because also your north node is in Gemini in the 12th house. So the 12th house is the house, so you have your north node in the 12th, and that means your south node is in the 6th, where all the rest of these planets are. Mm-hmm. The 6th house is the physical, right? Mm-hmm. The 12th house opposite is the etheric. So then this is the house of Virgo, even though you're Sag, right? It's the normal house of Virgo. This is the house of Pisces, and Pisces is anything you can't touch in the physical, okay? Mm-hmm. So you are here with your north node in Gemini. One, you're learning how to connect with people because you've been like a loose cannon, like running around like a wild stallion. So you're learning how to make connections, how to kind of slow down. Also hear different opinions from people.
Yeah.
Because this could, when you have a lot of Sag, and I'm not saying you because I have Sag too, but the shadow side of Sag could be very preachy. But it's like Sag literally just knows what it knows and it knows stuff. Do you know what I'm saying?
Honest, yeah.
So, but here, but you're learning to connect. You're learning to hear other opinions. You're also learning to make it where it's like you're not on the pedestal. It's like all of us in the circle, we're all coming together. So like, let me hear about you.
Yeah.
I'm going to share about me. And so like, you have this gift, I have this gift. So like, let's all come together.
It is. And that's a big thing for me.
Community is very important for you.
Yeah.
And also that 12th house, again, just kind of breaking this down in a nutshell, it is you are learning to connect with the higher realms, like even more than you do. Whoa. That's your journey. So the north node is not something that you move into and then you're done. This is going to be throughout your life. Throughout your life, you're learning where you're going. So this is also, you're going to need to take breaks. You're going to need time alone.
Yeah.
You need to be alone at times, even if you're around people and have fun. Like you're retreating and going on a retreat or just retreating yourself and communing with God, Source, Spirit, whatever you want to say, is a huge part of your journey. So
yeah,
your wife's going to have to understand that there are moments you need time alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be more as you get older because you are communing and you are connecting and you're using that information to bring some source through.
Yeah, it really does feel like a devotion, especially right now in this time space and being really asked to continue to stay open and to be with myself and be with nature and continue to deepen my connection. You know, we all have some kind of connection, but I think as I continue to grow, I'm learning more. Things are dropping into my third eye. Just all the things that are playing.
That's what Rob says, right? And that's going to be, I might think like, oh, okay, right. I've gone so much and moved through so many dimensions. And it's like, okay. And I'm just getting started. So it's like, you know, like, we're just like, this is why we're here.
This is absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for reading this chart.
That was so literally
on live. Please tell our listeners how they can find you. If you have any offerings that you want to share, I know your membership is up. I would love for people to learn from you, especially for my Unleash and Unveil tribe. I know that you guys are all building your businesses and you're looking for guidance, whether it be human design, whether it be a business coach. I think the best thing that you can do is really connect to the cosmos, connect to astrology, and allow that to also guide. Because I think oftentimes that to me feels like a better foundation than to just take another course and you have more information overload. The last thing I'll say about astrology and all of these ancient practices is that the essence and the DNA is going to require you to go within. And I think what better than that? You know, what better than that? What better than getting to know ourselves?
That's why we're here. It's this journey of evolution.
Breathe.